Page 54. Unsolved Mysteries. The Loch Ness Monster. Loch Ness is a freshwater lake in Scotland. For centuries, people have told stories about a large monster that lives in the lake. George Spicer and his wife said they saw the monster crossing a road in July 1933. They described the monster as having a large body and a long neck. The Loch Ness Monster has been photographed many times and has also been caught on video. The pictures are never very clear, so people still don't know the whole truth about what lives in the lake. Some believe that the monster really does exist and is an animal from the times of the dinosaurs. Bigfoot. Another story about an unexplained monster is Bigfoot, who is described as an ape-like man. People believe that they have seen him in North America and say that he is large and hairy. People started to hear about Bigfoot in 1924, although there were stories about a similar creature as early as 1860. Over the years, many pictures have been taken of Bigfoot, but there is no real proof of his existence. Those who believe Bigfoot exists believe he is from prehistoric times, like the Loch Ness Monster. Page 55. Abominable Snowman. Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay were the first persons to reach the summit of Mount Everest. They found interesting things during their ascent, including hair on the snowy mountainside and huge footprints. Hillary became very interested in these unexplained things, and together with the Sherpa people of Nepal, he tried to find out the truth. The Sherpa people had stories about a strange creature that was half man and half ape. They called him the Abominable Snowman, or the Yeti. The footprints and hair have never been explained, although some think the footprints were human or animal footprints that had melted in the sun. Werewolves. Over the years, there have been many books and films about werewolves. In these stories, people usually turn into werewolves under a full moon and become half human and half wolf. Those stories go a long way back. The rumours about werewolves have been around for centuries. No one really knows whether werewolves were real, but many people really believed in them, particularly in the 17th century. Page 56. The Mary Celeste. The Mary Celeste was a ship built in Canada. The captain was Benjamin Briggs. On 7th of November, 1872, the ship left New York with Briggs and his crew on board, along with Mrs. Briggs and the couple's 2-year-old daughter. The ship was carrying alcohol to Italy. It never arrived. The Mary Celeste was found a month later, leaking and abandoned. Surprisingly, the alcohol was still there and nothing unusual was found on the ship. Many rumours arose about what had happened, but to date, no one has been able to explain the mystery. The Bermuda Triangle. The Bermuda Triangle is an area where people have claimed that unexplained things have happened. Airplanes and ships have disappeared without any explanation. The triangle is considered to be somewhere around Florida, Puerto Rico, and Bermuda. It was first described as a mysterious hotspot in 1952, and since then there have been books and articles written about this mysterious place. Most of what has been written about the Bermuda Triangle was written in the 60s and the 70s. Even though that there have been no further unexplained disappearances since then, there are still people out there who think this mystery should be investigated. Page 57. Area 51. In Nevada, there is a region known as Area 51. The United States Air Force has a top-secret military testing station here. The secrecy and tough security surrounding Area 51 is what makes many people wonder what really goes on there. In 1997, the American government admitted that the area was real. Anyone who visits Area 51 will see signs forbidding photography. One of the mysteries about Area 51 has to do with UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Some people believe that the area is used to store crashed alien spacecraft. Others think the army conducts time travel experiments in this secretive place. Vampires. Stories about vampires have been around since around 1700. One of the most famous stories is that of Dracula. Vampires survive by drinking the blood of living creatures, but the best blood is human blood. Vampires have big teeth called fangs and use them to bite people's necks. A typical image of a vampire would have blood dripping from its mouth. Vampires have also been connected with coffins, where they sleep. They sleep there during the day to avoid the sunlight, which they can't cope with. In some stories, vampires look like normal people so they can blend in with everyone else. In some countries, people believed in and were really afraid of vampires. Garlic and holy water were things they thought would keep vampires away. Even today, rumours occasionally start about the existence of vampires, but no proof has ever been found. Page 58. Lagarfljótsormurinn. Lagarfljótsormurinn is the most famous monster in Iceland. This worm-like monster is thought to live in Lagarfljót River in the east of Iceland. The first stories of the worm began in 1345. The story is about a girl who found a piece of gold. She asked her mother how she could get more gold. Her mother told her to put it in a box with a worm. The next time the girl opened the box, the worm had grown enormously. She got scared and threw the box and everything in it into the Lagarfljót River. There the worm grew and grew and became a monster that scared people if they came too near. The worm is said to have spewed poison on the grass where the local farmers worked. The people got two fins to help them out. The fins were supposed to kill the monster and get the gold. They tried, but failed. They tied the monster with two ropes, and therefore the monster can't swim around anymore. Sometimes its hump rises above the water, and people can then see. Some people believe that this story is true, and some claim they have taken photographs of the monster. Choose one of the mysteries and find more information about it on the internet or in books.